1340WNBS.com presents the Neil Bradley Show, your expanded look at local and regional sports with weekly guests or experts in their field. With today's show, here's Neil Bradley.
Hey, welcome to the show. We're set for a big night of high school football coming up tomorrow night. I'll tell you a little bit about the schedule coming up, but Murray State football getting back on the practice field yesterday. They took Tuesday off as classes resumed this week at Murray State. So the players and the support staff able to, you know, many of those go to classes. Many of the managers and assistants do have classes that they attend as well. So they got all that stuff taken care of. But they're right back on the field yesterday. They'll be there today and again tomorrow at 3:45. And then the big scrimmage Saturday morning. And this one, I'm guessing, will be important. I really can't imagine them emerging from this one, and then by early next week, they are going to have either a quarterback in place as the number one guy, or if they're going to go with the two-quarterback system, kind of do that, whatever they plan to do. But as of right now, it appears to be a three-man race. Six quarterbacks in camp, and it appears to be a job up for grabs between Cameron Burse, Shuler Bentley, Corey Newble. Now, Newble, the freshman, so don't know if that's going to be something that they'll end up doing, but as at the moment, that appears to be where they stand. Who knows? And I haven't been told that. I'm just kind of guessing based on some information that that I do have, but I haven't been told anything by the coaching staff, nothing like that. But I assume we'll see a lot more, and the reps that whoever these guys or whoever gets the reps on Saturday will tell us more than likely a lot about who that's going to be as the depth chart does start to take shape. You know, the one release so far, it doesn't really mean anything, and I won't even go into any details on any of that stuff. But once you get into probably the middle of next week, because you'll be about a week away from game one, that's when you can start to sort of take to heart as to probably who we're going to be seeing. So a big scrimmage coming up Saturday. Do plan on attending that, having a look. I'll give you a full report coming up on Monday. Of course, the Racers will kick off the season August 31st. It's a Thursday night game against Kentucky Wesleyan at Stewart Stadium. And the first Hey Coach Show with Mitch Stewart airs at 6 p.m. August 28th on Froggy 103.7. I know many ask, why Thursday night game? Well, the Labor Day weekend is a three-day weekend. Many times students leave campus. A lot of people have vacations planned, so they're bolting for the weekend, for that three-day weekend. And Thursday night, they're still here. So that is the reasoning behind that, as opposed to playing that game on a Saturday night. Yesterday was Wednesday, and the high school sports to report as far as results, but a very busy schedule today. We have talked about girls' high school soccer because the boys haven't opened up. Well, that changes because tonight it's opening night here in Murray for Callaway County. The Lakers welcome McCracken County in boys soccer action. Meanwhile, Murray High with a big district game as they go to Marshall County to play their opener. Elsewhere tonight in boys soccer, Ballard Memorial is at Mayfield. St. Mary at Graves County. Tillman is at Caldwell County. Union County is at Trigg County. Murray High will try to make it back-to-back wins to open the season as they have a very difficult matchup tonight. They will host McCracken County this evening here in Murray. The Murray girls opening with a 2-1 win over Henry County on earlier this week. Was that Tuesday, Monday? Yeah, kind of running together on me, honestly. Hopkinsville's at Tillman tonight. St. Mary at Graves County, Webster County at Lyon County. Now, volleyball also getting into full swing tonight. Murray is yet to open the season. They will not play until next week. But for Callaway County, they opened by losing to Community Christian Academy. No shame there. That's a very tough matchup. And tonight, it's another tough one. As Graves County comes to Callaway County, they'll meet at Jeffrey Gymnasium. And we will have that on the air. Or excuse me, that will not be on the air. We'll have results of that one coming up for you on our next show. Elsewhere tonight, St. Mary Community Christian Academy, Ballard Memorial at Marshall County, Carlisle at O'Brien Central, Mayfield at Union City, Fulton City at Lake County, and Fort Campbell at Trigg County, Madisonville, North Hopkins is at Crittenden County. Now, high school football coming up tonight. Here's the way that will go. And that is Friday night, actually. Friday night's high school football, Graves County will be at Murray High. We'll have that game. It's a 6 o'clock pregame show, hour-long pregame show. Kickoff set for 7 at Ty Holland Stadium. Jeremy Bell and Hack will have the call for you, and we're looking forward to bringing you all the Murray High games. Callaway County has no week zero game, so they will not play until Crosstown Classic time. So that'll be a week from Friday night when they take on Murray High there at Roy Stewart Stadium. We'll have that contest on the air for you on WBZB. So you'll get the Murray High version on WNBS and Froggy, and you'll get the Callaway County version on WBZB as we begin our coverage of Laker football on WBZB FM. Cardinals scored all four of their runs in the second inning last night. Man, things looking good. I was able to watch portions of the game, saw the end of it, all set to watch them wrap up a split with the Red Sox, and I'll be darned if they didn't blow it as one of those nights for Trevor Rosenthal. Gives up a homer, walks a guy, Zach Duke comes on. He ended up getting the loss, but he and then another reliever, Brebbia, comes in, and Cardinals ended up blowing the game, losing to the Red Sox by a score of 5-4. Colton Wong, a good night, 3-for-4, scored a run, drove in a run, but the Cardinals couldn't get it done. They've now lost 3 in a row. Remember the 8-game winning streak? 3 straight losses. Cardinals also lost a game in the standings as the Cubs picked up a win yesterday over the Reds. The Cardinals play a visit to the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight to open a 4-game series. Adam Wainwright on the mound for St. Louis opposite of Bucks starter Jameson Taillon. The Cardinals look to end a 3-game skid. First pitch, 6:05, airtime, 5:10 on WNBS. Down on the farm, Stephen Piscotty continues to belt it pretty good. He and Patrick Wisdom each hit home runs. The Redbirds beat the Nashville Sounds 3-2. Jack Flaherty pitched into the eighth inning. He picked up his fifth win. That series continues tonight at AutoZone Park. Elsewhere in minor league action, the Louisville Bats fell to the Pawtucket Red Sox 11-5 at home. Cody Reed tossed 4 innings of 5-run ball and gave up 2 homers to take the loss. The Bats can clinch a series win against the Paw Sox today. Kentucky Wildcats still in the mix for one of the top-ranked players in the class of 2018. Florida native R.J. Barrett, a 6'6 small forward who attends school in Florida, has named UK one of his top 5 schools. He has UK, Arizona, Duke, Michigan, and Oregon. At the moment, Kentucky has 0 commits for the class of 2018. Not really that unusual, though. The owners of the St. Louis Blues are taking the St. Louis City Controller to court. The city's Board of Aldermen voted in February to give the team $64 million in city funds to renovate the Scott Trade Center. But the city controller, Darlene Green, refuses to sign off on the payment. Green said in a statement she's trying to preserve the city's credit and that the money from the city's general fund can go to better use elsewhere. A judge said Wednesday Green has until September 15th to respond to the lawsuit. Former Memphis Grizzly Tayshaun Prince has accepted a job with his former team. We told you he was talking to them earlier in the week. Well, he has accepted the job as the special assistant to Grizzlies general manager Chris Wallace. Prince is done with his playing career after 77 games with Minnesota last season. Prince suited up for the Grizzlies from 2013 to 15 in part of 3 seasons. Tennessee Titans and the Carolina Panthers continue joint practices for the second day in Nashville. The two teams are scheduled to meet this weekend at Nissan Stadium to continue preseason play, and Tennessee getting set to kick off the regular season at home September 10th when they take on the Oakland Raiders. And again this season, WNBS will bring you a lot of NFL games. Our coverage actually will not begin, however, until Cardinal season is over. So in October, we'll bring you most Sundays doubleheaders, and we'll start our schedule, I believe it's September 10th is the first full weekend that we'll have NFL games. I do want to tell you that I believe starting this Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, it is our fantasy football show on CBS Sports Radio. It's an hour long of fantasy football. It's going to be every Sunday, so it's a great show if you play fantasy football. It comes on right before you have the final whistle to maybe set your Sunday lineups, and you can get some late information on some of the guys from the so-called experts. Some of these guys are good, and some of them I've followed. Man, I'm going to do what he says. It's just not a perfect thing. So sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong, but just wanted to make you aware of that. That is Saturday mornings on 1340 WNBS. And as I look, I said it's this week, and it actually begins the first Sunday in September. Memphis Tigers quarterback Riley Ferguson is on the Manning Award watch list, which goes to the top quarterback in the country. Ferguson threw for 3,698 yards and a school record 32 touchdowns this past season. Memphis opens the regular season August 31st at home against Louisiana Monroe. That is going to wrap it up. Again, high school football tomorrow night. We have all sorts of high school sports going on this evening. So we'll have another show coming up for you tomorrow. Hope you'll tune in on 1340WNBS.com.
You have been listening to The Neil Bradley Show, or you have fast-forwarded to this point and skipped the show entirely. Tune in weekdays for The Neil Bradley Show on 1340WNBS.com or subscribe free by searching for The Neil Bradley Show on the iTunes podcast app. The Neil Bradley Show is a presentation of WNBS Sports in conjunction with Forever Communications.